Hi there. The word for you today is on the Word and the Spirit. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 2:16, we have the mind of Christ. And he explains how we have it. When your mind is not open to the Holy Spirit, you can't understand God's Word. So if you find that your Bible reading time is unrewarding, try this. Before you open your Bible, open your heart and pray. Holy Spirit, show me what I'm not seeing and teach me what I'm not understanding. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Listen, here's some vital information for you from the Scriptures on the Word and the Spirit. And I quote, it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's spirit. So we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. When we tell you these things, we don't use words that come from human wisdom. We speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths. It all sounds foolish to them and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, and yet they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach Him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. Look, your Bible isn't like any other book you're ever going to read, because its author is the Holy Spirit. Therefore, when you approach the Bible, you should stop and ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes and give you understanding. If you do it, He will.